97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Doge and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen in that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda. Doge and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
All right, Charles Payne, I need to know, is there some kind of condom ETF I could invest in?
I don't know. You may want to go short right now.
Nice. They're pulling back on that investment now. It looks
totally
like overseas. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do with that, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you look at this, you would think Wall Street would look favorably on this if the federal government is honestly looking at ways to trim $2 to $3 trillion in spending.
Well, so we always talk about the establishment. At the center of the establishment is Wall Street. Wall Street's goals don't always align with Main Street's, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Wall Street, then these folks are crying about deportations of criminals. Because, it's going to mean that they have to hire Americans for higher wages, and that would hurt the bottom line. I mean, for far too long, we have really, really acceded so much of our greatness to being reflected only in the stock market. And here's the real truth. A company that's, let's say, earning a company earns $20 at the end of the year, $5 every quarter, and the stock is trading at 100. And then all of a sudden, because government is taking out, slack and take just too much of this fat in the economy, the earnings go to $19. The stock will come down. It'll stay down for about 6 months, and then we'll start going up, right? I mean, it's all a game. If they don't have to maximize profits at the expense of Main Street prosperity to the degree that they've done it for so long, because ultimately, most of these stocks go up anyway. Like, if it's not trading at a 15 PE, it will trade at an 18 PE. So this is why the extreme greed of it all is so preposterous, because ultimately, Wall Street will get what it wants, particularly with a more prosperous America.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm looking at, is the Fed supposed to make a decision today on rate cuts?
They probably won't do any cut today, but golly, this Q&A, everyone, you have to tune into my show today. This is going to be a doozy because, listen, Trump has no love for Powell, right? And Powell has already kind of taken shots at Trump. And so he's going to be asked today about some of the things that Trump has talked about. Obviously, Trump says he wants interest rates down, that he could do a much better job than the Fed, particularly Jay Powell. Jay Powell knows nothing when it comes to this, according to Donald Trump. And they will ask him about this over and over again. I mean, this is going to be amazing. Plus, the Fed's got a problem, right? And really, I don't even know. I got Rand Paul coming on today right before Fed announcement. Yeah, so my thing is, we need to blow the Fed up. We need to blow it up and put it back together in a way where Main Street somehow gets helped, because when they lower rates, it didn't do much. And then when they hiked rates, ostensibly to slow the economy, all they've done was make people's credit card bills go, the interest rate go from 15 to 23%. But because of the way things are set up, rich people just get richer because they get these checks, right? You get these money market checks, you get these bond yield checks, and they're actually spending money and they're enjoying life. And the data suggests that everyone's spending. It's not everyone. The top 20% are doing 40% of the spending. And so the irony is that it's created this sort of cycle. Corporate America, same thing. Corporate America, they borrowed so much money at low rates, and now they get paid on their investments. So this doesn't hurt corporations. Right now, Warren Buffett is sitting on $350 billion. Why doesn't he put it to work? Why should he?
Yeah.
He gets these dividend checks from the government, so something is profoundly wrong.
It's true. I don't want to be a conspiracist. I'm sure, have you read The Creature from Jekyll Island many years ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we look at people like Janet Yellen, who was over the Fed for a while, and then goes on to a completely partisan position under the Biden administration, how do you have any trust that what Powell is going to say is not politically motivated?
You can't. You really can't. In fact, I think something like 80% of the folks at the Fed are registered Democrats. And then the more key positions, the number gets up to like 90%. And if Harris had won, at some point, Leo Brainerd would have gone in there. She is a political beast, just like Janet Yellen. I mean, they're really, really far left. They really deeply believe in far-out economic policies. And, you know, we really dodged a real serious bullet there. But we've got to figure this out. The Fed has far too much power, and no one is really talking about it. And I think at some point, Bessette, who just got put in, just got confirmed this week, and Trump will start to talk about it more.
Yeah. Charles Payne, our guest from the Fox Business Network, and I have to ask you about the Chinese AI app that caused the NASDAQ and NVIDIA to take a dump this week.
You know, it's the more information that comes out, the more it's like, it's not that it's smoke and mirrors per se. They had some innovative ideas that are good, that it just will expedite this whole thing. But the notion that they put this thing together with $6 million as a side hustle, that's fading away. Now it's perhaps they use $500 million worth of chips. That number is going to keep going up. They piggybacked off for data from OpenAI. OpenAI is upset. They'll probably try to get the administration to help them block that from happening. So, you know, the good news is it just underscores the fact that we are in an AI race and we need to wake up. You know, the bad news is that we had to be sideswiped to find this out. And again, it goes back to the idea that we've been sleepwalking. Listen, the past 4 years has always been about big data, big companies, bad. We'll slow them down. We'll make them pay their fair share. We'll regulate them to death. Well, you can't do that. I mean, we're supposed to be a free market, a free society, and that's supposed to be one of our edges on China. In the meantime, you know, behind the scenes, China was working at breakneck speed to copy everything that we were doing and then try to catch up. And that's what they've done. And they've done it time and time again. So why should AI be any different?
Yeah, it's a good point. Not I guess, when you look at it that way, not unlike their approach to oil, right, and drilling and all of
everything,
those things in the Biden administration.
Think, name an industry and tell me where they didn't steal something from our technology and then make it cheaper.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's good. So, again, you've got Rand Paul on the show today. What time?
2 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
The conference call, the thing with Powell starts at 2:30. It's going to be absolute dynamite. And I would not be surprised if Trump tweets or posts something on social media during the call.
We'll be watching. Charles, thanks, my buddy. I appreciate it.
See you, man.
All right, see you. Making Money on the Fox Business Network. Should be a good show today with Charles Payne.
Get more at 971talk.com.